Now, I'm just got a short message, just encouraging, I hope, and building up in the Holy Ghost. I'm just, you know, I find we know that Christmas is all about giving, isn't it? And God's gift to us is so remarkable. And when you think about Christmas, you know, what comes to mind? When you think, don't you go over the past and how it was when you're younger? And there's a lot of memories come flooding in. And sometimes it's very hard at this time when you've got loved ones that have gone on to glory. It's hard for those ones that are, you know, that are left behind at this time. But, you know, there's, you know, even the smells and the things come running. Mum used to always have a great big turkey in the oven. I don't do that. But, you know, but she used to get, they used to get so drunk, alcohol, that we'd get our lunch at about 3 o'clock. Those are the memories I have. You know, I'm just so blessed, you know, not to have got saved when I was 13 and not to have had that. But it was like they all came over, the Scottish, the bagpipes, everything was there on Christmas Day. And I love the bagpipes, but the dinner, you know, you used to see it just kind of shriveling up and, you know, everything soggy and everything going to get plonked on the table and everybody was happy. But it wasn't with a good happy of rejoicing in God. It was an alcoholic one. But, and, you know, Auld Lang Syne, everything came out at Christmas time at our place. And the mistletoe. Mum used to always carry around the mistletoe to get a kiss from the men, but we don't do that. But, you know, these are memories, and memories of my twin sister. We used to only have one stocking between us, you know, but we were excited about that because we weren't very well off. And we used to get, well, I remember we got a scooter one year, and we'd fight for that, you know, we'd have to have turns and fight. Then we got a doll, and it was a walkie-talkie doll that was just the new thing out. Do anybody around my age remember the walkie-talkie dolls? You had a, oh, you did, you were younger. Walkie-talkie, we called it Genie, but I loved it. Pauline didn't like dolls. So I really was the one that was just absolutely loved this one. Then we got a bike the next year, and I was, believe it or not, the little one, and Pauline was much bigger than me. So I was on the back, and she rode around. But these are the things that I remember. Mine was always sharing with my twin. And remembering her as today is quite a special thing because we had so much enjoyment. But I'm going to get jollier. But I think it's a time to think about the blessings of Christmas. I've been reading a book of Bill Johnson, and I would say get it if you can, but it talks about the goodness of God. And I've just been saying, God, you are so good. You are amazing. And I'm finding that just having that attitude, God is doing something in my life that people see the goodness of God and they just want to be with me. You know, I bought the things on the little tables. I just had the stick thing with the red berries. And I went into the pharmacy and Martina said, what are you going to do with those, Trisha? So I'm just going to lay them down on the tables. You can't do that, she says. Give them to me. And she says, we're going over to the $2 shop. So you've got to notice there's a little candle. And we're going to get a candle and we're going to put a candle in there. And have you got any jars? No. I've got jars. So I'm taking it all home. I'm doing it for your church. And I'm putting bows around there. And it was like, and then I come in and she said, she got home at 10 and she worked on them till 12. So that is the love and the blessing of Christmas. Isn't that amazing? And here she's at a counter. Come on, we'll go to the $2 shop. And I said, are you covered? So I'll be fine. I want that. And she wanted exactly that. And then she bought those little gold things that I had. She's now scattered them around the table. So I scattered them around the table. So I can't, you know, I'd like to say I did that. And they, but it was a blessing of Christmas and what God is doing. God is so good. And, you know, and like Clive and I, we've had a bumpy few days with family and things that are happening. But we've got to get above it and love and know that God is so good. You know, I look back in this year, you know, we showed, Chris and Cindy were home and we just had them for an hour, I think it was, and they wanted to see the building. And they said, how long has it taken you to get in here? And I said, Andrew and Colin went about 3 weeks to, so Lynette was here for the opening, and they just were amazed at, you know, and I told them what it was like, and I said, it's the goodness of God. God is on our case, and Christmas is about the goodness of God. He's given us a gift, Jesus, you know. And that my favorite scripture, I'm even thinking about Syria, and you know, I hate watching the news and what's happening, and these little ones that are so, their little pathetic little faces, it breaks my heart. And we're in such a country, and some of us get miserable and we get heavy laden at this time, but let's think about the goodness of God and what we've got and the blessing that we're going to be to other people. But the scripture that I just want to bring today, I'm not going to talk for long, and I just love this, and there's a song out of it. It's in Isaiah 9, verse 6. You know it, don't you? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And even I like the beginning of 7, of the increase of his government of peace. You know, we were, as I said, as we were growing up, we were not in a place of peace. But we, because we have the Lord in us, can carry the peace. And even though there's things that are happening, there's one family of ours that have left, or they've been partnered on that, but left, and it brings a real turmoil in your heart and in your soul. Your heart breaks. But we know that we carry that everlasting peace. And, he is the worthy of wonder. When we think about him, don't we? He is so much wonder. He was born in a manger. He was given to us. And the amazing wonder of his birth is actually what Clive has brought. He was given to us that he died for us on the cross. The wonderful name of Jesus. And I love his name. And this is the reason. Season for the reason. And this, you know, you can hardly get a card with a nativity. And I just know we're coming into a time where the wonder of God is going to be shown throughout this land. The wonder of God is going to shine in New Zealand. With the wonder of God, we're going to see souls saved. Why not? Why keep it to ourselves and get miserable? Let's tell people out there. You know, on Wednesday, I sat with this lady, and she chatted with me, and I wasn't at coffee club, and she chatted with me, and she was telling me she's going off to England and everything. And then on the other side, another lady came, and she started chatting, and the three of us were chatting the whole time. And this lady said over here, "I don't believe in Christmas," "Not a Jehovah Witness," she said. And I said, "Are you a Jehovah Witness, love?" And she said, "Yes, I am." And I said, "Oh, yeah, that's easier for you because you don't believe in it." And she said, "That's right." But it was like we talked, and I knew the anointing of God was flowing through me. And the one on the right said, "Can we do this every Wednesday morning?" And the other one says, "Here, I come every Wednesday. You'll see her. She has eggs with all that creamy stuff all over it. Mornay, is it? Over it." And she said, "I'm here every Wednesday, so we can meet every Wednesday." I'm going, "Oh, yeah." But it was like I knew the anointing of God was flowing through me to them. And it was like they wanted me to come back. And we all said our names and we introduced ourselves, and then everything else came in, and I'm going, isn't God good? But this is what we've got to share, you know, at this time, to bless. The goodness of God, he is a good, good God. And whatever we're going through, he is good. Yeah. Hey, yes, Richard. Yeah. Trevor. Richard. But the wonderful, yeah, and this is a season to celebrate. I'm going to repeat myself. He is the light of the world. Let him shine through us this season. Let the glory. We started singing "This is the light of mine." As the worship team today, and the Lord said, "Little light." And I said, "We're not a little light. We're a huge light." So then it got to a little light, then a big light, then. And then a floodlight, and then a glory light. And so then we were saying that we have the glory light shining from us. And I'm going, that little light like that, we should shine with the glory, that the glory shines out of us. See, these two are here. They're shining like the glory with the presence of God. Hallelujah. But what else? He's a wonderful counselor. So he speaks truth to us. God is the counselor. That's what I love. The Holy Spirit, the counselor, speaks truth into us. You know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes into the Father but by me. But it's the truth. He's the counselor. When we don't know what to do, when we go to the mighty counselor, he wants to counsel us. He speaks to us in our sleep. He speaks to us in the daytime. You know, it's like God just says, "Trish, don't go that way. I want you to go there, and I want you to touch this person." He speaks to us. He counsels us. He's mighty. He came as a child. Wow. For unto us a child is born. Mighty God. He has given us power to move through us. Power. Every one of us, power. And the fiery darts of the enemy should not touch us. Should bounce off. Well, I want a new King James. Is that a new one? Oh. Been looking for one like that. Oh. Mine's falling to bits. But anyway, see, the Lord says in Proverbs 3:6, we all know that's one, don't we? "All thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." He wants to direct our paths, and we're going to carry the glory of God. And this Christmas, you know, if the family are arguing, we are going to say, "We've got a good, good God." We don't have to preach it at them. My family wouldn't like that. But we can carry the glory. We can carry the light. We can bless them. We can bring a different atmosphere. You know, it is hard at this time because people get so burdened. I mean, I remember they putting the lights out at all the Christmas stuff in October. It might have been the end of September in Farmers. And I'm saying, you are depressing me. Because there is financial, you know, it's, you know, and you're rushing here, you're rushing there. And I said to Clive this morning when he woke me up, "I'm sleeping in tomorrow," because, you know, you go from one thing to another because it's a busy time. But I just believe God's saying, calm down. It is peace, as I talk about at the end, because he's the Prince of Peace. The enemy, it brings turmoil. And we were in that, weren't we, Clive, one night this week. Turmoil hit the fan with the demonic realm. And I'm going, "Oh, I can't go to sleep." And Clive, we prayed, and he says, "The Prince of Peace, be on us and over us. Shalom, shalom, shalom." Hallelujah. So he's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. You know, and what I love with the mighty God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I feel we've got to have a change, different thinking in our heads that we can do it. Like Marcia it's just a bit private at present, but she has seen miracle after miracle because she stepped out. And God has used her, and she's laid hands on people. And I can say, and they were miraculously healed. Yvonne, on Friday, where's Yvonne? She was here. But anyway, Annette and them laid hands on her, and her back was healed in Jesus' name. See, we, you know, we've been in churches where they don't pray for the sick and you don't see it happening. But we're a church that we want to see miracles happening. That people run to this place because things are happening in the atmosphere. Heavenly Father, He is wonderful. He's an everlasting Father. Daddy God, I talk to Him as Daddy God. I just say, Daddy God, it's that girl again, and I'm persistent, but You're my everlasting Father. And Daddy God, my earthly father rejected me, left me. I don't know an earthly father, but Father God, You just love me. And it's like you don't have that emptiness, that vacant place, because Daddy God, He's a friend. He hasn't got a rod. He's not religious. He is beautiful and loving. Our names are written on His hands. He knows how much hair I've got. He knows everything about me. He knows when I get up. He knows when I go to bed. He knows my thoughts from afar. Sometimes I go, oh, wow, Father. I didn't want You to hear, to know those thoughts. But forgive me. But He knows everything about us. And it's so precious. We've got the light and the glory in us. We've got, this is what Christmas is all about. To bring about what Jesus has done for us. Don't let it be in vain, but let us be steadfast, unmovable. He's a Prince of Peace. God has promised to keep all who trust in Him in perfect peace. You know, not to fear. I pray for a lot of people, and a lot of them have got fear of dying, fear of other things. You know, fear comes in. And I've been there, fear of the night, fear of darkness, fear of sickness. But God said, in Him there is no fear. No fear whatsoever. We might have fear of rejection was a thing that used to hit me. The fear of rejection. What will my family say to me at Christmas time when they got drunk? Some of the words that they said over me was horrible. But you see, that is in the past. I've forgiven. And I just want to encourage. I want to build up. I want to say things to people that are beautiful. That they just feel the love of the Lord flowing through me. I don't want one cross word to come out of my mouth. I just want to be an exhorter of who He is, because He's the Prince of Peace. He brings peace into a situation. You know, when there's been a turmoil and an argument and someone comes in with the love of the Father, the love of Jesus, and the atmosphere changes, you know, we just say, let's just pray. And prayer changes the atmosphere. And I don't know, some of you might have families that are really difficult at this time. But I believe God's going to anoint you to take His love into the situation. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. I love it. His name is wonderful. Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. In Isaiah 26:3, You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on You. And this is the time of the season. I'm so excited. I just feel I'm going to burst with the fire of God's light in me. I just get excited. He's such a good, good God. And even though we've had a week that's not been good, God is good. God is moving. Sometimes God brings things out into the open so He can deal with it. You know, sometimes when we go through failures, we go through difficulties, we go through things, it's for our own good that He brings things out into the open. And I believe what happened to us this week in the situation, I believe God is working in it. Because He's a good God. Because we pray for our children. We pray for our grandchildren. He's a good, good God. And He wants wholeness and purity and fullness that they may know Him. I love that when Paul said that I may know Him. That I may know Him. Yeah, and I just feel that this Christmas, I'm just going to finish here. Chum. Whew, I'm quite drunk under the anointing. Let this Christmas, let it be that you change the atmosphere wherever you go. Like we, four of us were sitting having a cup of coffee on when was it, Joanne? Friday. But you could feel the atmosphere as we talked about the Lord getting stronger and stronger around us. And people would come up and talk to us. Where did you get that? What did you, you know? It was like they wanted to be part of us. And I love it when people want to be part of who you are. It's true, isn't it? So carry his light and his glory. And I just love it that we sang that today, actually. And that God said, "That no, you're not a little light. You're a huge light." You know, that people will start blinking because we have... He is the light. He is the light. He is the glory. He's wonderful. He's counselor. He's everything. And where is he? When you ask him into your life, hallelujah, he's in us, isn't he, Chinny? He's in us and he permeates out of our very pores the light of the glory. I'm coming to the place where when you walk past people, they feel the anointing of his presence. So, but you know, like even when you're going to Chartwell, people go, whoo, whoo. And then they just want to talk to you. It's true. It's catching. The enemy is a destroyer and a destructor. He brings fear. He wants to bring destruction into families. But we have the power and the anointing to absolutely rebuke and renounce everything that's around us. Because he's the mighty counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the everlasting Father. And the Lord said to me to be an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador, what does an ambassador do? Chinny will know.
It represents your homeland.
That's perfect. So where's our homeland? Heaven. Heaven. It's better than this. Do you know that song? No. But heaven is our homeland. And we're ambassadors of heaven. And in heaven there is no darkness, there's light, there's glory, there's joy. They worship the Lord. We need to worship. We get into, you know, your heavenly language and sing and worship. Have your songs right throughout the house. Just change the atmosphere. God wants us to be atmosphere changers, to be ambassadors for Christ. You know, I've got, what does the world celebrate? With alcohol, lust, anger, unforgiveness, hatred, drugs, destruction. All things happen at Christmas. A lot of babies get born out of wedlock. Because lust and sexual sin. But we are the light of the world. And I just feel the Lord saying, don't be caught up in the world's way of celebrating. Let this week be a pleasure. Not just be, what do I have to get, what do I have to do? Just say, God, you know, help me. I was going to Chartwell on a Friday morning. It's very, very hard to get apart. And I said, oh God, you're a good, good God. You are a good, good God. I really need a good, good, good part. Because I was going to get, I had quite a few things that I had to get. And I didn't want to carry them far. And anyway, just as I was going on, into the part that I usually go, a car came right out by the, right at the entrance. And I'm, oh, you're a good, good God. Oh, he's a good, good God. Hallelujah. So, you know, so this year, let us change it with an atmosphere of love. He is love. That is Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you come. I just pray that you dwell among us right now. I just pray, Father, that some people here that are carrying a load, some are feeling lonely. Some are feeling grieved. Some are feeling the financial difficulties. Father, we pray that you do a miracle in this. Father, we pray that there's a way out. We pray, Father, that your love will permeate through them. We pray, God, that you will just touch. Just touch. Lord, this is a time for miracles. Lord, let it be that we lay hands on the sick this Christmas and they will be healed. Let there be opportunities of being able to speak to people about you, Jesus. Because, Lord, you come as a baby and the whole government is upon your shoulders. We thank you for what you've done. And we just pray that, Lord, your glory will just fall. Your presence will just come. Just touch us with your presence. Touch us with your glory. Lord, any sadness, let it be lifted off us. But let there be restoration of all things, Lord. Where there's families that are fragmented. Lord, let there be restoration. Let there be healing. Let there be things that happen. Let marriages be restored. Let you come in, Lord, and just change the atmosphere with your light. Lord, we thank you that we carry your light. And Lord, let us be that you're not ashamed of us and we're not ashamed of you. But let it be that we just shine with your presence, shine with your love. Lord, and ones that don't have husbands or wives that aren't walking with the Lord, let there be just an impartation of your glory and of your love. Lord, just let it be that we really do, by the end of this year, that, Lord, we will be able to have amazing testimony of your goodness. God, you are so good. We praise you and thank you. Father, the hurts of the past, we just lift off people today. Words that have stung people, words that have hurt, words that have gone into their souls, Lord. We just pray that, Lord, you lift it off them today in Jesus' name. And Lord, let there be your love that just flows right through their heart, mind, and soul. Let it be that you touch them with your love, your everlasting love. Oh, Lord, and let us be ambassadors for you this Christmas and, Lord, the year to come. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for all what you've done in this building and with these beautiful people. We just give the Lord a clap offering of what he's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.